You're listening to TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Internet Talk Radio. Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
We're so excited to have Claudia Jordan with us today. She is going to be co-hosting this weekend's NBC broadcast of the Miss Universe pageant. The girls are already at the Miss Universe pageant, and I know that you want to see the pictures. To see the pictures, you can check out the Miss Universe website at www.missuniverse.com. The broadcast is going to be live in the United States on NBC. You can visit the NBC.com website. And for our international listeners, just do a Miss Universe internet search in your home country, and it should bring up the broadcast information. Well, Claudia, welcome back after the break. What the listeners don't know is that Claudia, during the first part of our interview, was actually arriving on set for a broadcast that she's going to be doing shortly. And now, are you in the hair and makeup room now, Claudia?
I'm actually in the green room holding, so I have a little bit of time before it's time for my hair and makeup, so I kind of try to find a quiet area. So thank you.
So like every other pageant girl around the country and around the world, you are making it work.
I'm making it happen. That's what we do.
Well, I was thinking during the break, and tell me what you know about this. I was wondering, are you the only contestant at Miss USA, not former Miss USA, but aren't you the only Miss USA contestant to actually co-host the Miss Universe pageant?
I believe I am.
I believe you are too. I think that there might have been some former Miss USAs or maybe some Miss USAs that have done that color commentary, you know, as they go to commercial break. But I think you're actually the only former Miss USA contestant who's co-hosted. Were you freaked out when they called?
Well, you know, how it happened was really weird. Donald Trump came to the set of Deal or No Deal. And
right.
He was promoting Celebrity Apprentice. And he was talking to some of the girls about possibly being on Celebrity Apprentice because he was looking for a model type that had a good business mind. And all the girls were like, I don't know, I'm not really interested. And then they all said, you should talk to Claudia because I've purchased all the money I make in my modeling, I put in real estate. And
awesome.
I've got like three homes so far, and I want to be a little real estate mogul. That's one of my aspirations. So when he came to me, he says, I hear you're the woman I need to speak to. I said, you're absolutely right. I am, and you need to have me on your show. So, like, he kind of dug my spirit, and, you know, he tried to get me on for 2 years, and then finally he got me on the show, and then that kind of led to me, you know, judging Miss USA, and then the whole controversy that happened with Carrie Prejean, and I was on, you know, Fox News and Insider and every, you know, the Today Show. They really liked how I handled myself, and, you know, at Miss USA, Donald says, I just made a deal for you to host Miss Universe. And I'm like, no way, come on, you know, not until I see it. And basically contacted my manager, and it, you know, the paperwork came, and it was official.
Wow, that's really exciting. And no pressure, no pressure, Claudia, but millions and millions and millions of people are going to be watching you. Is it different hosting a live event as opposed to taping something?
Yeah, because you don't have a chance, you don't have a second chance if you mess up. But the good thing is, which I got to, you know, thank the wonderful, my friend, Oscar winner, Jamie Foxx. He put me on his radio show, and I've been doing live radio for 2 years now, you know, one take. And it's you know, it's a little different because it's uncensored and it's a little edgy. It's definitely not for the kids. It's more of an adult
right.
comedy. But you have to, you know, when you're with these big time comedians, you have to get it right the first time. So I've been practicing live stuff for years now, and I'm fine with it. There is pressure when you say there's millions of people watching, but when I'm actually shooting something, I never think of how many people are out in the audience watching. I think about the people that are in the room. And just
right, you're just focused on the job, right?
On the job. And I actually, like, I like it. I remember, you know, the one thing about being in pageants, being on stage and looking into the audience and there's a sea of people. I love that excitement. So it's kind of bringing me back. I've been training,
that is
like,
kind of
I'm in a pageant myself. Like, I've been working out and looking for gowns, kind of like I'm competing myself, so kind of feel like one of the girls, but not as much pressure as the girls. They have the pressure that night.
Yeah, at least you're not being judged, right? Well, we've got a fan of yours on the phone. Her name is Lauren, and she wants to ask you a little bit about managing everything and balancing everything. Lauren, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi. Hi, Claudia.
Hey, Lauren. Nice to talk to you.
I have a question. With doing Deal or No Deal and co-hosting Miss Universe and all the other activities that you're doing, how do you manage to balance it all? And what advice would you give a pageant contestant who's, you know, juggling school and a job and competing?
Well, I really don't sleep much.
Okay, there's that.
I don't sleep. It's hard in the beginning. But now I have it down to a system, you know, like I kind of have to plan my day out and, you know, and also plan for the unexpected. You kind of have to put time aside in case something comes up. But you're a woman and you have 24 hours in a day and there's plenty of time to make things happen. You just got to prioritize, you know, okay, with me, I know I have to work out. I have to be in shape because that's part of my image. I have to look good. So I have to put that in my schedule so I have the same time every day where I do it, you know. But school's important. You gotta go there. And sometimes you have to learn to say no to some things. And that's tough as a woman because we're always taught to play nice and say yes and be accommodating and help out and, you know, be everything to everyone. But sometimes you gotta say no when it's for your best interest. You know, I need to get a night's sleep. I have this big event tomorrow. I can't make that. You can't make everything. So that would be my advice. I'm so sorry I got really loud in here.
That's okay. We understand that the tech crew is probably enjoying watching you doing your interview as you're getting ready for the show. Well, thank you so much for calling, Lauren. It sounds like she just thinks that you need to make sure you're prioritizing and allowing times in your daily schedule for the important things. And we want to wish you the best at your next pageant, Lauren.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Our next question comes to us from Lizzie. And Lizzie wants to know, Claudia, what is your Sirius radio show about, and do you have a website for it?
My show, it's the Claudia Jordan Show. It's on Monday nights, and it's a relationship show. And I'm not in one. That's why it's kind of funny for me to give relationship advice. It's me and four of my friends, and we conquer a different topic every single week. And that's what the show is about. I have a MySpace page for it. It's the Single Life with CJ.com.
So it's the Single Life with CJ.com.
Yes, and we cover everything. I mean, we have funny topics, you know, and then we also have serious ones like, you know, domestic violence, and we've talked about rape, and we've talked about all kinds of things. You know, we sometimes pull topics out of the headlines, like when Steve McNair was murdered by his mistress. We just
right, which
that.
Is horrible,
awful.
Yeah,
we cover self-esteem issues, all that kind of stuff. We cover a wide range of topics.
So it sounds like you cover a lot of topics that most women are interested in talking about with some friends.
It is. It's kind of like you're listening into how you and your girlfriends would be talking if the cameras weren't on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the benefit of, like I said, of not being censored, so we can say whatever. And sometimes it's in a very real way. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's you know, it's very honest. You know, I encourage women to be honest about things and open. I think, you know, a lot of times we pretend things are one way when they're really not. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's real life.
Right.
You know, and
well, Lizzie, you can check out the show, Claudia Jordan on Claudia Jordan and Friends on Sirius Radio. And I know you're going to enjoy listening. We've got a caller for you, Claudia, and her name is
okay.
Emily. And she has a question about the most recent Miss USA pageant. Emily, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you, Miss Valerie. Hi, Miss Claudia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I noticed that you were a judge at the Miss USA pageant, and I was wondering if you think that the controversy that surrounded Miss California's answer has hurt the pageant industry and the impressions that others have about pageants and us contestants.
Absolutely not. I don't think it hurt it at all. I think it increased the interest in the pageant world. There's people that never watched a pageant that are now excited about watching the next one. They want to see what's going to happen. And, I mean, you know, whether you agree with Carrie Prejean or not, she spoke her mind. You know,
she did.
She could have been a little more eloquent with her answer. I think that's what cost the title. For me, it wasn't her stance. It's how she answered it.
I agree. As a public speaking coach, her answer wasn't the smoothest.
It was not smooth, and I was actually offended as a judge that, you know, people would say, oh, she lost because she didn't agree with gay marriage. No, there's plenty of people whose opinions I don't agree with, but I respect, and I'm impressed with how they handle themselves and how they answer. Whatever her answer would have been, if she answered like that, how she stuttered and how she kind of misspoke, she would have, it wouldn't have been a flawless answer. The winner, she was smooth with her answer. So, you know, it's still a pageant. You still have to be eloquent. And I don't have to agree with your answer, but I do have to be impressed with how you deliver it.
I think that's a great point. I think that sometimes contestants worry about, you know, do I have to give the politically correct answer? If I have, you know, four gay judges on the panel, what, you know, do I have to change my opinion? And I think that's a great way of putting it. You don't necessarily have to agree with them, but you want to be impressed by how they said it. I think that's so great, Claudia.
Right. And you can't offend, you know, so, and that was a thing. And it did get really blown out of proportion. It really, really did. And I didn't think she should be demonized. But it kind of got out of control. But that just showed you how people are watching pageants now. They're paying attention to it more than, I mean, there's been other women that have misspoke plenty of times before, but they blew up. And I feel, like I said, people are excited. People have been asking me, what are the questions going to be like? And do you know? And do you expect any controversy? And it's bringing more eyeballs to the pageants. And I love it. I think it's great.
Right. Well, Emily, thanks for asking your question.
Thank you very much. Is it possible for me to ask you one more quick question?
Absolutely, Emily. Go ahead.
Ms. Claudia, I saw you on Deal or No Deal, and I just love you on that show. I was wondering, when you were auditioning for your role on the show, was there anything special you feel you did or needed to be doing in order to get the particular placement on the stage that you have?
Because Claudia, you're suitcase one, aren't you?
Yes.
Right, so you're like the number one suitcase. So how did you get suitcase one?
With pageants, with modeling, let's just put it out there. Everyone's beautiful. Everyone looks good. So it's not
That's
bad.
Exactly right. Everybody who shows up for one of those auditions and everyone who shows up at Miss Universe this weekend, they're all gorgeous.
Yeah, there's not going to be any slackers in the looks department. So, okay, now that we have that established, what do you have that's different about you that's special? It's your personality. Are you fun to be around? Are you going to be easy to work with? Are you going to make people laugh? Are people going to enjoy spending 19-hour days with you? That's kind of what it is. I went in there, I think I cracked a few jokes, and they were like, we can't not have you here. And that's what it was. You know, a lot of times I know I'm not the most beautiful girl, I'm not the thinnest, I'm not the tallest, and I know I've gotten jobs over other women that are far more beautiful, but they were difficult to work with, they had huge egos. You got to be humble, because I think a humble personality with a beautiful outside, that makes you, like, so special to me. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many people that put so much value on their looks, and they think they can be condescending, or they think they're better than the next person, and you're not.
You need to be enjoyable to work with, don't you?
You got to be fun and be humble and be willing to be giving and be sweet and be classy. I like the business now. I feel like it's there's a return to class and glamour, and I like that. It was really sexy for a while, and I think it's getting back to being more classy and elegant, and I'm so happy for that.
Well, thanks for calling in, Emily. I hope you watch the Miss Universe pageant this weekend and cheer Claudia on.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much.
Bye.
So Claudia, besides shopping for fabulous gowns, is there anything special you're doing to get ready for this weekend's co-hosting job?
I've been really, really traveling a lot lately, and you know when you're on an airplane a lot, you start getting sore throats?
Yes.
I am overdosing on Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
I have a super raspy voice, so I'm like, please, this is not the week to have a sore throat and to lose my voice. I've just been, you know, looking for gowns, working out.
Have you worked with Billy Bush before?
I have not.
So this will be your first time?
Yeah, and I did his radio show before, and that was it. But I'm looking forward to it. And one of the funny questions he asked me, because I think he's 5'9", he asked me, Claudia, how tall are your heels going to be? Very, very high. I'm just, you know, reading. Like I said, I want to be, you know, any newsworthy stories in the countries of the contestants. I mean, I can't know all of them because there's so many countries, but I just want to be abreast of what's going on around the world, you know?
Right. Well, in addition to all the things that you're doing, today, of course, you're in studio to tape a Braveheart View, which is a program that people can watch on the Internet at braveheartview.com. Tell us a little bit about that show and what your role is in that show.
It's kind of like The View, but a more spiritual version of it. We cover
kind of inspirational.
Inspirational television. Be inspired within 10 minutes. We do these 10-minute segments. It's four of us. Mario Hemingway, the Oscar-nominated actress.
Right. She's fabulous.
Actress from Broadway, Elia English, myself, Philanda Watts. It's a very impressive cast. And we do this once a month, and we get together, and we cover issues like jealousy in the workplace or being supportive of your fellow, you know, woman at work, balancing career and marriage and your, you know, motherhood. It's stuff like that, and it's really, it's The View, but a little bit more depth, a little deeper. We're not talking about current events and who wore what and all that stuff, surface stuff. We're going deeper, and I love doing it because as a model, as a pageant girl, it's like, I just want to show we are more than one-dimensional. We have more, many, many, many more layers, and that should not be overlooked or discounted.
Right, because you're right. In the pageant and modeling industry, every girl is beautiful, but it's that extra sparkle that really makes her stand out from the other girls. So before we go to break, Claudia, we want to thank you so much for spending time with us. It's been great talking with you, and we're so excited to watch you this weekend on NBC. Before we go to break, what one piece of advice do you think pageant contestants would find most helpful as they're getting ready to transition from a pageant career to an entertainment industry career?
Well, I would say learning from pageants, you know, I think you take more away from your losses than your wins because you learn more about yourself and what to work on to get better. And I think, you know, at the time, they're disappointing. You know, you feel like you're failing, but you're not failing. It's as long as there's a lesson in what you went through, you've won. So just take that in your real life and you'll be fine.
I think that is such insightful advice. You learn more from your losses than your wins. I think that's great advice. And obviously, you've learned a lot from your losses because you're winning pretty big. And we're so happy that you joined us. Thank you for being with us today, Claudia.
Thank you so much. It's been great. And check me out, the 23rd.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone to check out Claudia Jordan this weekend on the Miss Universe Live broadcast, which will be on NBC in the United States. Internationally, check your internet search to find out where it's being broadcast in your area. To check out the pageant, you can visit www.missuniverse.com. And to follow Claudia, just visit her website at claudiajordan.net. Claudia, will you be tweeting from the pageant?
If I have reception on my iPhone, I will be tweeting, and I think I will be able to do it, so for sure. And definitely, because I'm addicted to Twitter.
So people can follow you on Twitter and get the whole scoop while you're there this weekend. Well, we're going to take another short break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back to talk about finding pageant skills in the oddest places. Plus, I'll answer your pageant coaching questions about selecting an evening gown, pageant makeup, and whether or not to cut your hair or leave it long. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her Platinum Collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.